Tito, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawinya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ato, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawinya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, Bank of Ghana's gold coin finally goes on sale. We'll tell you how much you need to grab one. Also, total value of loans granted by financial institutions with support from collateral registry for third quarter reaches 6.5 billion cedis. Plus, LPG marketers urge government to reconsider the cylinder recirculation program, insisting it's not getting the desired results. Details coming up. And thanks for joining us. My name is Daryl Kwao. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidua on KT Radio. The much talked about Bank of Ghana gold coin has finally gone on sale. You'd need 11,188 cedis to get a quarter ounce. Here's George Afi with more.
The coins are going on sale after the Bank of Ghana started publishing the price guideline for the product earlier this week. Based on this development, anyone can walk to his or her bank and make that request to own some of these gold coins. However, the purchase can be made only through one's account or mobile money. When the request is made, the commercial bank in question will then place a request with the central bank. Now, based on the guidelines, a quarter of an ounce of the Ghana gold coin is being sold at 11,108 Ghana cedis. Half of an ounce of the Ghana gold coin is going for 22,409 Ghana cedis, whilst an ounce of the Ghana gold coin is being sold at 45,000 Ghana cedis. However, this price will not be static as it's subject to change every day. Now, this because the pricing will be based on the closing dollar price at the London LBMA platform for the auction of gold bars and coins in that country. The Ghana gold coin is said to be manufactured from pure gold and is up to 99.99% purity. The Bank of Ghana earlier this year launched the Ghana gold coin, insisting it is part of efforts to mop up excess liquidity to help control inflation as well as serve as an alternate investment avenue for Ghanaians.
John, you are filled with that report. So let's check the commodity market this morning. The precious metal gold going for $2,644 an ounce. Crude oil trading at $72 a barrel. Gold has gone up by more than $200. It's selling this morning at $9,236 a ton. Economist Professor Peter Korte has described Bank of Ghana's dollar intervention to stabilize the city as prudent. The central bank has been heavy on the market, pushing more than $300 million to stabilize the city since the beginning of this month. But Professor Peter Korte is worried about whether this move can be sustained going into next year.
I think I like the way the Bank of Ghana is intervening as and when it's necessary. Of course, also carefully guarding forest reserves. This gold for reserves program itself is also helping. And then ensuring that banks and other financial institutions respect the exchange regulations. These are all helping because you know that close to December, that is where we import a lot. And especially in an election year, political parties import some of the paraphernalia and many other things. So there's a lot of pressure on the exchange rate. When we get to January, the first quarter, that is when companies will also try to send or repatriate profit. So these are very high intense forex demand seasons. Therefore, what we are seeing is good. At least it's bringing some stability to the market.
You had economist Professor Peter Korte on the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 16 cedis 52 pesos. That's what some forex bureaus are offering clients. The British pound, 20 cedis 71 pesos. The euro is going for 17 cedis 60 pesos. And if you're wondering what the commercial banks are offering for the dollar, it's at 15 cedis 85 pesos. Now, the total value of loans granted by financial institutions for the third quarter of this year, based on assets submitted with the collateral registry, went up marginally. We have details from the latest collateral registry data.
The third quarter collateral registry report puts the total amount granted by these financial institutions at 5.6 billion cedis ending September this year. This represents a marginal increase over the amount granted in the same period for last year. Commercial banks accounted for more than 60% of these loans granted to businesses and individuals from July to September this year. In terms of the cost, leasing companies recorded the lowest lending rate of 13.8%. Commerce and finance sectors was the highest recipient of the total value of secured loans. The collateral registry report also revealed that more of the financial institutions are accepting movable assets like stocks and cash as collateral for loans. It also emerged that more financial institutions are turning to the collateral registry to check terms submitted as guarantee for credit. Across the lending institutions, the savings and loans companies remained the most active in terms of patronage of the registry's services. The collateral registry is part of the Bank of Ghana efforts to help reduce the cost of credit in the country.
Let's turn to the energy sector. LPG marketers are urging government to reconsider the approach adopted in implementing the cylinder recirculation program. Now, the marketers argue that the direction of the National Petroleum Authority defeats its intended purpose. Vice President of the LPG Marketers Association, Gabriel Kumi, is therefore calling for a complete overhaul of the program.
If the ministry doesn't take this up and try to give the policy a new direction, I don't think the way the MPA is going, we are going to have any successful rollout of CRM. And like I said, the official rollout was done 2 years ago. And do you see any CRM being done in Ghana? They are out there talking and engagement, continue to waste resources on this. But the approach is wrong. We don't have any problem with government introducing the policy.
Right.
But when that policy is being done and is not being done well, we have every right as industry players to speak up, and that is what we've been doing. And we are still saying that the direction National Petroleum is going with this policy is totally wrong.
Vice President of the LPG Marketers Association, Gabriel Kumi. The African Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, has called for a thorough examination of Ghana's gas processing industry to ensure value for money. It says there are many inefficiencies in the sector affecting supply and cost of production. The executive director, Ben Bwachi, revealed that the situation is compounded by debt owed ENI by the government of Ghana.
Ghana Gas, I don't know what is going on in there. There are too many shutdowns for a gas processing plant, and something has to be done about it. We need to look into why that.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Saving money at Menards, your pet destination. Menards carries pet food, treats, toys, and more. Treat your dog to the delicious taste of bacon with Purina Beggin' Strips. They're made with real bacon that dogs go hog wild for. Beggin' Strips are made without artificial flavors or colors and are available in a variety of savory flavors. Transform treat time with Purina Beggin' Strips. A 40-ounce bag is $14.99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 15th.
Four seasons greetings to you all.